HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Queen Elizabeth Carrier Strike Group will bring the focus on Quad and the Indo-Pacific when the Naval Force exercises with the Indian Navy's Rajput-class guided missile destroyer, an attack submarine and anti-submarine warfare aircraft in the Bay of Bengal while route to the contested South China Sea. An armada of 12 warships, more than 30 aircraft, two submarines and over 4,500 personnel from Indian and Royal Navy will exercise from July the 22nd to the 23rd under the annual exercise Konkan rubric. The Elizabeth CSG is on a maiden deployment with state-of-the-art F-35B fighters on board and is accompanied by top-of-the-line destroyers from the US and Netherlands. The CSG, after exercising with the Indian Navy, will head towards the Indo-Pacific and exercise with Japanese, South Korean, New Zealand, and Australian navies. At least 12 people were killed and more than 500 rescued after a subway line was flooded in Zhengzhou City, in China's central Henan province, which has been hit by the highest daily rainfall, local media said on Wednesday. Authorities have issued the highest warning levels for the province as the situation is expected to worsen. The municipal meteorological bureaus of Henan province, as well as Zhengzhou, have raised the emergency response for the disaster to level I. Zhengzhou, which has a population of more than 12 million, saw record high hourly precipitation of 201.9 millimeters from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday, according to the Henan Provincial Meteorological Center. As of 7 a.m. on July 21, almost 2 lakh people were evacuated in an emergency and 36,000 city residents were affected by the disaster, the city authorities said. Images shared on social media showed passengers dealing with the rising water levels inside a train carriage. Rescue and relief authorities had to cut open the roof of the carriage to pull out people to safety, news agency AFP reported. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos on Tuesday successfully completed an 11-minute trip into space on board a rocket built by his company Blue Origin. Donning a blue suit and a cowboy hat, Bezos addressed a conference after his brief trip into space, during which he thanked the workers of Amazon for paying for his trip. However, the well-intended gratitude has failed to resonate with critics who have accused the billionaire of being tone-deaf. Former Secretary of Labor and a professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley, Robert Reich wrote that Bezos has crushed unionizing attempts for decades. Amazon workers don't need Bezos to thank them. They need him to stop union busting and pay them what they deserve, Reich said on Twitter. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for 5 districts in Maharashtra, including Raya and Pune, forecasting extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places for Wednesday and Thursday. It also issued an orange alert for Mumbai for the 2 days, indicating the possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall. The weather department has also forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall in Konkan, Goa and Gujarat till Friday. Widespread isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over east and adjoining central India on July 24. The IMD's regional center in Mumbai has said that it is very likely that Pune, Raya, Ratnagiri, Kolhapur and Sitara will witness extremely heavy rainfall. Extremely heavy rainfall means precipitation of more than 204.5 millimeters in 24 hours, the Met Office said. Pakistan has again banned Chinese-origin popular video-sharing platform TikTok on the account of the continuous presence of inappropriate content on the platform and its failure to take such content down. Pakistan Telecommunications Authority on Wednesday notified about the blocking under relevant provisions of the Prevention of Electronic Crimes Act 2016. This is reportedly the 4th time that the app was shown the door in the country. All the earlier bans were reversed when the app promised to moderate its content. In October 2020, the app was banned for the first time in Pakistan after the authorities received complaints of indecent and immoral content. The ban was lifted within 10 days following TikTok's assurance of taking action against inappropriate content.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.